Well, here we are gathered together in Studio 1A, and it's time for another day page. It's a pretty good day. Downtown a ways, Amy Goodman is holding forth doing Democracy Now. And I am here with my cup of coffee and with you. I'm glad to be with you on the radio and in the blogosphere and the Facebookosphere and the Tumblosphere. Bye. And it seems to be a good day. 8/8/2003. Well, here we are. Of the few things that are happening, gleaned from Amy Goodman's headlines just moments ago, it was a remarkable contrast. First, we had the images of the actual NSA documents describing how the NSA searches everything, emails, website accesses, telephone calls, for the mentions of names of people of interest. And you know, probably you have friends, if not yourself, that have, as a goof, just sat on the phone and talked about the bad guys or saying the keywords or whatever, sort of like a little bit of mischief to misdirect those that are listening, sort of like a hee-hee-hee. Maybe they're listening and we'll just send them this disinformation. Well, they're actually doing that. And there were the images of the documents showing how. And then cut to President Obama on Jay Leno's show, in which he's denying. Deny. Oh no, we don't do this. Everything is good. All this stuff was put into place by George Bush, but I reviewed it and it's really okay. And we put in some safeguards. And like, you know, what is he talking about? Now, in George Bush's case, I don't think too many people thought that he was really a rocket scientist. I don't know how the guy got elected, but I guess people were just focusing on something else like going to the bathroom. But he got elected, and he made so many faux pas and so many misstatements that a kindergartner wouldn't make, that I think most people got the idea the guy was just really, really challenged, and maybe they reelected him for 4 more years out of pity. I could never really figure that out. But now we got President Obama, who really didn't come across as being this dumb. And he's the President of the United States. I mean, it's really just embarrassing what's been going on. What is going on? When you get right down to it, it's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? I mean, some people take drugs to achieve this state. Now all you have to do is tune into the news for a few moments. You can have your mind really blown. Are they really this stupid? What's in the water? What kind of drugs are being taken? Can I get some? That's the world that we live in today. And that's Day Page for today. I'm Rick Slatchford. And we have a beautiful new website at daypage.net, where you can see the transcripts for many of these day pages. Probably not this one, because I'm really going off script. But for the day pages that have scripts, we post them, and we post the day pages themselves. And it's easy to access, and there's RSS feeds and feed burner feeds and all kinds of ways to get day page. And of course, then there's everything else that we do at Radio InfoWeb. So we play a lot of really cool music. I posted a track by Contraction on the Radio InfoWeb website. So you can listen to that without even having to tune in to our audio digital bitstream at radio.infoweb.net. And hello to all the Facebookers out there. Oh, I've been Facebooked. We're glad to have you with us. And I'm Rick Slatchford, along with Peter Patriot and Minka Baito in the studio. I'll see you the next time. There's a turn of the day page.